Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of feminine energy. And today, we're diving deep into something that might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it's absolutely crucial for your well-being. Setting healthy boundaries and knowing when to say, no. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, 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 with no room left for yourself? You know that feeling when you're drained, overwhelmed, and just plain exhausted because you said yes to everything? Well, honey, it's time to reclaim your power and learn the magic of saying no. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. But Riley, isn't being helpful and agreeable a good thing? Absolutely. But there's a difference between being kind and being taken advantage of. We need to honor ourselves and our needs just as much as we honor others. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start rummaging through your belongings without permission, right? Boundaries are like those invisible walls that protect your space, your energy, and your time. They let people know what's okay and what's not okay, and they help you feel safe and respected. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of setting boundaries. 1. Recognize your limits. The first step is becoming aware of your own capacity. What can you realistically handle? What drains your energy? What are your non-negotiables? It's about understanding yourself better and identifying those areas where you need to protect your precious time and energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a cup that's already overflowing, right? Same goes for your life. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Saying, no, doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. You can still be kind and polite while setting clear boundaries. Use I statements to express your needs. For example, instead of saying, you're always asking me to do things last minute, try, I feel overwhelmed when I'm asked to do things with such short notice. Can we please plan ahead? Remember, communication is key. 3. Practice saying no. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but the more you practice saying no to things that don't align with your priorities or values, the easier it becomes. Start small. Maybe decline an invitation to a social event if you need some quiet time. Or politely decline requests that are outside your scope of responsibility at work. 4. Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation for your boundaries. A simple, thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to do that, is usually sufficient. Over-explaining can sometimes lead to people trying to guilt you into changing your mind. Remember, your time and energy are valuable. 5. Be assertive, not aggressive. Setting boundaries is about protecting yourself, not attacking others. Stay calm, confident, and firm in your communication. You deserve to be heard and respected. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend constantly borrowing money without paying it back. They might guilt trip you or make excuses, but deep down, you know it's affecting your financial well-being. You've probably felt that feeling before. This is where setting boundaries comes in. You could gently say something like, hey, I really value our friendship, but lending money has become a strain on me. I need to prioritize my own finances right now. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs and making space for what truly matters to you. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? Remember, recognize your limits, communicate clearly, practice saying no, don't over-explain, and be assertive, not aggressive. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on boundaries in the comments below. What are some situations where you've struggled with setting limits? And what tips have helped you feel more confident in saying no? Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and empower each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.